New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Indeed. And good morning to Jared. You're filling in while Jess is in New Zealand right now.
Yes, hello. Unfortunately, it's not the other way around.
You consider yourself a traveller to New Zealand? You would go there?
I would go. I have never been. It's on the to-do list.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I was saying last week. It's such an achievable holiday, yet I've never done
just
it.
Just across the ditch, isn't it?
So simple. I haven't done it.
Simple.
Travelled like a whole day to get to the other side of the world. Won't travel a couple of hours to get over the ditch.
New Zealand. Hey, now, you wanted to talk about Caroline Ponga.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Not now?
No.
Okay,
fair enough. I've got to prepare
what you want to say.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that's 5'10".
Oh, I'm just so frustrated.
That's all right. Hang tight.
I'm having a bit of a rough day, though. I used Marcus's toothbrush instead of my own, and I feel like it set me off on the bad foot.
Now, see, this is weird because, like, for me, doesn't happen because the colours are so different and on purpose. Right?
Yeah, right.
Now, Jared, you're in a relationship as well. If you stuck your partner's toothbrush in your mouth and you noticed straight away, what would you do?
Keep going?
I don't know if it would bother me that much.
I think it's so disgusting. Dental hygiene is very personal. You shouldn't be sharing that with anyone, let alone the person
you love. I think
you're
sharing in other ways, Tyler.
That's the thing.
I know, but like when... Oh, I think... Yeah, that's fine, but when you're actually using something that gets in the crevices of someone else's teeth, like, imagine the gunk that's in that that's then touched my mouth.
I don't know, is it love if you haven't been in the crevices of their teeth?
That's a great question. But this is the thing, these are the types of things that annoy Tyler. I mean, I know it's not Tuesday anymore, that's when we normally do it.
It's disgusting.
But a different day's all right. When you walk, Tyler, like along the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Do you step on the cracks?
No, absolutely not. You'll break your mother's back.
I don't either. I'm so on your side, Tyler.
Thank you.
So suspicious.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. There's so much to unpack here. But we'll save that for another day.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. On the correct day, please.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Otherwise, I'll have a conniption.
We'll be catching up with Jared to dive a little deeper on those local news headlines in a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And we have to start with this alleged assault that happened in a shop. What happened there, Jared?
Yes, a CBD mini-mart on Hunter Street closed a couple of lanes yesterday after a group of two men and a teenage boy who were arrested after allegedly assaulting the two shop owners.
Jeez. I mean, in a mini-mart. Was it an argument over a
vape?
A vape. That's where my head went.
Yep.
Can of mother.
Yeah.
A box of Larry Lungbusters. Like, what kind of argument could there be in there? Like, it's just humans, I guess, isn't it?
And it's crazy
just interacting.
That, am I reading this correct, that a passerby was a police officer and, like, called for assistance?
Yeah, right place, right time.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That just shows you just need cops walking around places.
On the beat, yep.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Looking in things, looking in shops. Oh, there's trouble. Here we go,
like
we're on.
A secret shopper type vibe.
Yeah.
A secret copper.
Except with... You know, policeman's uniform.
The pepper spray and the guns.
Yeah, and all the stuff. So, secret but not secret.
Yeah.
So, a copper.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what we like. Very good.
Now, Jared, on to the next story. The Knights, we've got our first trial match on Friday night.
Yes, it seems like the last season that we didn't do so well in only just finished, but we're gearing up for our first trial game on Friday night, and the squad has been named by Coach Adam O'Brien.
Now, are you you're big behind the Knights, obviously, Jared. Are you?
I watch football and I take in the results and that sort of stuff, but I can't say that I'm a big fan. I do have to redirect to Elle, my newsroom colleague, for a lot of my
information.
NRL information, yes.
Yeah. Now, I consider myself, I have been a Knights fan since the get-go, right?
I'll come to you then.
Yeah, please do. Surely I'm not the only Knights fan that has some kind of frustration at Caelan Ponga never showing up to play. He's always got an injury, always got this niggling thing that, you know, is hindering him from well, for one, captaining the team, but also two, just not even playing a minute of the game.
I think about,
is anyone else frustrated by this?
I think with the trial matches, though, from what I'm gathering, I think because he's got such a
like ongoing injuries, you mean, is it?
And because he's got such a large salary contract,
yep,
that they want to make sure that he's safe to play the actual season.
I see what you mean. Like,
we'll see about that, won't we? See how many games he plays in the actual season as well.
I'm sensing a bit of frustration from the other side of the desk there, Tyler.
It is frustrating. As a Knights fan, he's such a good player. And he's such an integral part of that team that when he's not there, the team suffers, and you can tell. But, I mean, exciting, because we've got new recruits with Tyson Gamble. Jacko Hastings is a good get as well. Hopefully we get some more talent out of these new recruits and we don't miss seeing Ponga on the field.
I hope so, yes.
Anyway, whatever.
I think you reflect the feelings of a lot of people.
I think so. I hope so. I hope I'm not whinging unnecessarily, but diehard Knights fan, I feel like, would feel the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for that, Jared.
No problem.
Further details and more news headlines at 5:30. Next, though, Tyler.
Yes. An article has been released on the health pros and cons of sharing a bed with your dog. Now, do you share a bed with your dog?
Yeah, like not. It's probably the dog's probably in there like four or five nights a week, I reckon.
You're basically looking death in the eye.
Oh jeez, I wasn't worried, but
be
now
worried.
I am.
I'm going to tell you all the pros and cons of sharing a bed with your dog next.
Okay, you wake up with the Novos.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Yeah, of course. An article has been released on the pros and cons of whether or not you should be sleeping with your dog.
Yeah. So this for me, Molly the Whippet is on the bed, I reckon, 3 to 4 nights a week.
Right.
Just on the end of the bed.
And does it, like, impact your sleep?
No.
Does she wake up? Does she move? She doesn't bother you?
No.
She's quite small, right? She just curls up in a ball and sits at the end of the bed.
Exactly, a little circle.
Yeah, so our dog Charlie, Japanese Spitz, so it's like he's like a miniature Samoyed, big white fluff ball.
Yeah.
Right up until, I would say, 7 or 8 years, sleeping in someone's bed at
home. Always. Was he a bed hopper, was he?
Yeah, he'd just come and go, pick and choose. Now that he's a bit older, he's way too hot, sleeps under the bed. He's like, no one come near me, no one touch me.
Right.
I'm sleeping under the bed, but must always be in the room. So I wonder if this counts.
He's having his menopause.
Yeah, he is. Totally gone through some hot flushes. Poor old darling.
Yeah.
So should we go through the pros first or the cons first?
Good stuff first.
Okay, good stuff first.
Yeah.
They provide you with comfort and security.
Right.
So you're always feeling safe when they're there with
you. True.
You have improved immunity, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm about that.
Which
I
doesn't
be
make
immune
sense
to
me. Because, I mean, they think that it gets rid of, like, the germs and the parasites and the worms that they could bring in. Like,
right,
it's
okay.
Gross.
That's weird.
But I don't think that's correct, because a con...
Well, science, are you?
I'm a scientist. Because a con is a raised risk of worms and infections.
Oh, no, I don't want worms.
Get worms from the dog. I mean, that's obvious that you can catch worms from the dog. It's heightened if you sleep with them.
Oh, I always give the dog the worming tablet, though, every month.
Yeah, but, like, are you stripping the bed often as well? Are you stripping the bed every night after the dog sleeps
Not
in
every
there?
Night.
Yeah, see?
No.
Increased risk.
Oh, I'm not going to die of worms, am I?
You could do. Another
suck.
Pro. It will suck. Another pro is reduced stress and low blood pressure as well.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah,
because I'm stressed all the time.
Yeah, you look it.
Don't I? By that, I mean not really.
Okay, so some cons.
All right, this is what I've got to watch out for.
Watch out for allergic reactions.
Oh.
Because the dogs could bring extra bugs in, extra germs.
Oh, now
extra
I'm not,
allergens.
In general, I'm not really allergic to anything, but I should be alert now.
Yeah, well, it's in your bed.
Yeah. God. Okay.
Disrupted sleep, which you don't think you suffer from because Molly doesn't move.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of times Charlie will roll over and, like, smack his chops. Like, you know how sometimes when they yawn and then they go, he'll do that like
Molly doesn't
times.
Do that. That sounds so annoying.
It's just like him getting himself comfortable again. It's like a comfort thing to him.
Oh, no,
it's
God,
so
that sounds annoying.
Annoying. Of course, raise risk of worms and infections. Is a con.
Oh, gross.
That's really gross. And apparently aggression. What? Your dog can be aggressive, which is why you shouldn't. They shouldn't sleep with you in the bed. I'm not sure why.
That sounds weird.
It says a study on sleeping with dogs involving more than 1,000 people in Jamaica and San Fran found dogs sleeping in a person's bedroom were more than twice as likely to bite someone.
What?
Compared to those that were not.
Jeez. I mean, also, who's doing all the? When did Jamaica become the heart of like dog studies?
Dog testing.
I mean, good on them if they've set up a full science centre.
Well,
it
here
seems weird.
Here are some tips to the best ways to share a bed with your dog.
Yeah.
Use a properly sized mattress. Wash your sheets and bedding regularly.
What? Not like a children's one, you mean? Like the little mini singles or something.
Just like a little trundle mattress. Okay. Keep up to date with your vet visits.
Check.
Don't let them lick your face.
Oh, no, check.
Walk them before bed. Questionable because they're getting dirtier before bed.
That doesn't sound good.
And consistent bedtime. You've got to make sure you go on a bed, which is so wrong for you because you're not a consistent bedtime goer. So poor Molly is all over the shop.
Yeah. I think Molly knows the time better than us because she's always off like, oh, I'm off to bed.
Yeah.
She sends herself off
there. You need to teach Molly about the circadian rhythm.
Yeah, all right.
So she's on top of that.
I'll get her a watch, an Apple Watch.
Yeah, totally.
Because I think her birthday's coming up. Deserves it. She can have like, you know how like people change the watch face to like a dancing Mickey Mouse or something?
She would need a rubber band, the tiniest wristband for those tiny little legs.
Well, I'm sure they have it for like kids or something. All right, I'll sort that out ASAP.
Good luck.
Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all your news headlines. You're waking up with the Novos.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Now, Tyler, this is something that's interesting. When medicine and operations go wrong, very scary, right? Because 99.99% of the time, doctors are on their game. They're doing a good job.
They get it.
Exactly. That's what they do. And they study for years, decades even.
To get it right.
To get it all right and specialise and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, though? This bloke in Brazil gets an operation. They're all sewing him all, like, up at the end. He's done and dusted. Away you go, mate.
See ya.
On your way. He goes, I've got a bit of a pinchy feeling down there. I looked
down where?
Well, inside himself.
Oh.
Turns out they've left something behind in his body.
Like a foreign object.
Furthermore, he's like a politician.
Oh.
So he's not happy about this situation.
Yeah, he's got some pull, doesn't he?
Exactly. Of course, we'll unpack all of that. The story of stuff left inside a man's body in Brazil on the air next as you wake up with the Novos. So a Brazilian councilman, he just went in for a surgery to get basically a tumour cut off his intestine.
Oh, dear. That's pretty heavy, isn't it?
Oh, heavy stuff. And the surgery was a success. So they sewed him back up again and sent him on his way. I think you have to rest in hospital for a day or something.
Yeah.
Like, keep an eye on you. Anyways, a bit sore, but he gets home. He goes, well, I did just have a tumour cut out. Stomach.
I'm going to be tender.
Things will be sore. A couple of days later, still really sore, like a real stabbing, cutting pain. He goes, this is odd. I'm going back. So they do a CT scan, and clear as day, there's a big old pair of scissors they've left behind inside him.
Like surgical scissors.
Yeah.
Sharp ones.
Sharp ones, and they're quite big as well. And that because it's a CT scan, it's like a 3D image.
Oh my god!
And they're just pointing straight up.
So that would be like gravity, of course. Something is going to be sitting on the tip of that.
Yeah, they're pointing like imagine from in your pelvis area, pointing out towards your stomach.
Oh, outwards.
Yeah, the sharpie
point. Even upwards towards your heart. No. Oh my god!
Absolutely crazy, and that. This is actually very rare to happen with something like a scissors left behind.
Bloody hope so.
The last one I could find was back in 2002 when that happened in the UK.
Yep.
They had similar sort of thing, doing an operation, just left something behind. Like, it's very different if you're working on a building site and you leave a trowel behind or something.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, who does this fall back on?
Well, that's the thing.
Whose ass is getting hand to them? Is it like the theatre nurse, the surgical nurse, the doctor themselves?
Well, a lot of this stuff is videoed now.
Oh.
So they'll be looking, somebody will be scrubbing through the CCTV and going, No, it wasn't her, it wasn't her, it wasn't the nurse. Oh, it probably was the doctor. Jeez. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing that's how they'll find out, although in Brazil, maybe not so much.
I was going to say, and this bloke has some kind of importance.
He's a councilman, so.
Yeah, so this doctor's never getting a job again.
Well,
he's got a big black dot next to his name now, doesn't he?
Here's the thing, though. He goes, because this is the councilman, he goes, they asked you, are you going to sue, right?
Yeah.
Of course they asked that. He goes, well, I did just have a tumour removed. So you're like, you know, you've just had your life handed back to you.
Yep.
But then, you
he's
know,
got a
one little mistake,
on life.
One little mistake, do you then maybe forgive that?
Oh.
What would you do, just briefly? Would you sue? You can go. Oh,
it would depend
Tyler.
On whether or not I liked the doctor.
You could have $500,000 here.
Oh, yeah, I'm suing.
You're simply suing, don't care. Not your problem anymore. Just
it
got a second lease on
how,
life.
It depends on how the doctor.
Over a little mistake, you just saved your life.
Yeah, but doctors make enough money. You get paid enough to not make those mistakes.
That's your attitude.
Right?
Okay, good to know. Good to know where you stand on these things.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Okay, good stuff.
Now, up next, Crevo. Of course, we are seeing the cost of living just go through the roof at the moment.
Everywhere in the Hunter, people are feeling the pain.
I saw someone refer to cost of living as Cozy Live. So now I would like to refer to cost of living as Cozy Live.
Never heard that before, like it.
Cozy Live is through the roof, and I'm going to tell you the next victim that has fallen.
Oh, God.
To Cozy Live.
Okay, we'll get into that in just a minute. Your Cozy Live chat, just a couple of minutes away. Waking up with the Novos.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Now, if you're not sure what Cozy Live means, let me explain it. It's basically just an abbreviation for cost of living.
Explanation done.
Cozy Live's way better, though. It sounds way better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's more fun.
And it seems like the Cozy Live crisis is just getting worse. Imagine walking into a supermarket now with $50. What do you reckon you'd walk out with?
One stick of broccolini.
Some apples.
Yeah,
a couple
if you're
apples.
Lucky. Exactly.
The latest item to fall victim to Cozy Live is our humble cereal.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, someone posted on TikTok yesterday saying that Woolies had a special, 2 boxes of average size Cocoa Pops for $17.10.
I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
Save $1.90. So on special, how the hell did we get to the point where 2 cereal boxes cost us $19?
That is outrageous.
Nutri-Grain also been bumped up from like $5 to $8.50. But, like, and someone commented on this TikTok saying, since when did Kellogg's become a designer brand?
Well, that's a good point. That's outrageous. I mean, not that I'd ever eat anything like that because I'm not a cereal
adult. Oh, I love cereal. I love cereal for dessert.
I mean, it's a kid's food, so grow up. But for people with kids, that is ridiculous.
They're just going to have to get the boring old, like, Woolies brand rolled oats and make porridge.
Or,
that's boring.
Or whatever the, like, copy is, Nopo Pops or whatever nobody wants to eat. All the really, really boring. Cutri-Grain, awful.
Cutri-Grain. Oh, my God, that's so funny. A spokesperson for Kellogg's did say that the Cozy Live is increasing because supplies, the prices are going up. They said the food production costs the highest they have been in decades, and the impact of supply chain, we've recently increased the price of our cereals. But can I not ask, this is a billion dollar company. Like, why don't they just let their profits fall a tad in order to keep the prices the same so that people can survive?
They would never do that.
God forbid they lose out on, what, a couple grand.
It's like how high is the price of Pops? That the Cocoa Pops have gone so ridiculous.
That's exactly right. Like, it's basically a box of sugar. What could, like...
Sugar? Price of sugar. That's what has done it.
But that's all it is. It's just sugar. There is nothing in this. So why is it going up so much?
Oh, good question.
The other item that's fallen victim to the Cozy Live, Crevo, is the iconic Woolies Mud Cake.
Now we're in serious danger territory.
Aren't we?
Someone eating expensive, like, Nutri-Grain couldn't be bothered by it. But this is an outrage.
This is an outrage. Can you remember, like, back in the day how much they would cost?
I think they were
$4.95. $4.80.
Okay, it was pretty close, yeah.
Now they've gone up to $5.75.
Oh, my God. Now we're in real trouble,
when
gang.
When they first come out, they used to be $4.
Oh, I never remember that. I think that was like 50 years ago.
I was dreaming. I honestly thought that were $2. The $2 Woolies one.
What?
The Cozzy Leaves has just like blurred my vision.
Yeah, it has. It's made things out of control. I don't know what we're going to do about it. Obviously, they just put our like mortgage payments up and think that's going to solve it.
We are literally going to have no money left.
I know, it's ridiculous. You're waking up with the Novos. It's 5:55. Jared's in next. With the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines. Just minutes away here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, Jared, you still there?
Yoo-hoo.
We're going to talk about this inland beach. Are they, like, actually going to bring the ocean in, like, dig a big channel and run the water in and stuff? Or?
It's a glorified beach. it's a river, so it'll just be based on the Hunter River. They have a sort of similar thing at Maitland, where it's just...
So they just tip sand out on the riverside?
See, I don't even know if they tip sand. I think it's just what folks up that way call a beach.
Well, that debunks my next question. Was that are they going to bring a wave machine in to make a bit of a wave pool?
That wasn't in the list. Sorry. The coolest thing was a volleyball court.
Parking lot. They're putting in a parking lot near the river is what's going on there. And a net, yeah. BYO net.
Oh, well, have fun with that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a beach about... a couple of hours up the road.
Yeah, I enjoy the real beach.
Yeah, me too.
Just me, though. Anyway.
Yeah, same.
Good stuff. Hey, Three of a Kind is up next. This is, of course, your chance to win $50 worth of free petrol. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, bloody oath.
All you have to do is identify the theme amongst three things we'll give you. And, yeah, if you can do that quickest against someone else, you win.
We've got our runner-up from yesterday, Emma in Rutherford, on the phone, ready to go, ready to take out the win. So we just need one more contestant to take her on. Join the show, 4967-4105. We'll play it next.
If you want free petrol, 4967-4105, take on Emma and see if you can win Three of a Kind. Get yourself the free petty. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
2-3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos, Three of a Kind.
Yeah, very easy. We name three things. You have to figure out what the theme is. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Yeah, we've got Emma in Rutherford, which is our runner-up from yesterday. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Now, are you ready to go today?
Yeah.
You feeling lucky? Feeling confident?
Kinda.
Yeah, no, you've got this in the bag. I've got you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm backing you. And we've also got Tash in East Maitland. Hi, Tash.
Hello.
Now, are you feeling confident? You feeling like a winner?
I am, yeah.
Good.
What do you do for work, Tash?
I'm currently studying full-time at TAFE.
Ah, what are you going to become, or what are you studying?
I'm going to become an enrolled nurse.
Oh,
brilliant.
I always thought I'd be able to be a nurse, but then I saw blood and was going to vomit, so maybe not.
do you have a weak stomach, Tash?
No.
Oh, that's good.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky for that job.
I know, perfect for that job. And have you got the scrubs and everything, you all sorted, or you're not that close yet?
We've ordered our scrubs.
Yeah, good stuff. Got to get that stuff on order.
They look so comfy.
Supply chain issues and all that. Am I right?
Yeah. All right, should we test everyone's buzzer? Let's go with Emma first.
Emma.
Yep.
Strong.
You nailed it. Let's go Tash.
Tash.
Oh, see,
beautiful.
You're all over it.
Equipment is all working. Let's get into this.
Shall I be the quiz master today?
Of course you shall.
All right, first one. Here are your three. Aldi, Woolies.
Tash.
Oh, that was a Tash.
Supermarket.
Oh, indeed, it is
that
supermarket.
That is correct. Good job. One right on the board.
Emma.
Yeah.
You ready? Let's do this. All right, next one. Captain's Table, Salada.
Tash.
Oh, Tash, what is it?
Grains of Biscuit.
That is correct.
That is correct.
You are a winner. Oh, my God. Well done. $50 worth of fuel, all yours. Emma, can we get you back again?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why
come
not?
On. We need to get you a win, Emma.
Exactly right. We'll get her back one more time. Now, up next, Tyler, this is interesting. Larry Emder. He's basically had this person on his quiz show.
Yeah. Is it The Chase?
The Chase, yeah. And like the gaffes that have gone on air. Hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
A few blunders. On live telly.
Yeah, on live telly.
I love this.
We got to play it out. And of course we got the audio. And,
of course we do.
Ready to go in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Now, of course, I think every weeknight you'll see the chase on telly on Channel 7. Larry Emder, the new host of the show. I enjoy watching this every now and then.
Oh, so do I. Like, Emmy's a big fan, so she'll switch it on sometimes.
Yep.
I actually think he's a great host. He's very funny.
It's a very intense game too, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Now, one of the contestants you will have seen earlier in the week had a little bit of a slip of the tongue. Now, when I was watching it, I thought the question that Larry was asking was questionable enough.
All right, here's just the question.
Pegging out an opponent's balls.
Now, that's only half of the question.
That's part of the question, just to start. So when you start talking about pegging and balls,
your ears prick a little bit, don't they?
And you go, what's going on here? And
surely someone's going to laugh.
And you saw, like, the corners of his mouth upturn in a smile because already he's like, this is a funny question. Hold yourself together here.
But wait, because there's way more.
All right, here it continues.
Pegging out an opponent's balls is a common tactic in which lawn game? A, bowls. B, croquet. C, quoits. In which game would you peg out an opponent's balls?
Well, I've always wanted to try croquet because I figure you can have a glass of wine while you're going.
I beg your pardon. Now, this contestant goes by the name of Kim.
It all falls apart after that.
Kim, I'm not quite sure if you were thrown off by the balls and the pegging, but we don't need to know what you would like to do in your spare time.
You'd like to try, always wanted to try. The other, like, you know, you were saying, like, just off the air then, the way he says quoits.
Yeah, the way that he says quoits really, like,
it interests me.
He says really quick, like, quits.
The reason he does that, I'm telling you, is because he doesn't want to say coitus himself. Because you got pegging, you got balls, you got coitus. The whole thing is a minefield. And whoever wrote the questions knew it and they wanted to set everyone up, I reckon.
Anyone, yeah, the producers of this show, anyone that was like, right, let's set a bet.
Yeah.
If one of us can get balls and pegging into a question, someone wins $100.
Yeah, they're getting their bar tab paid.
We get cocaine in there as well. We've hit the trifecta.
Unbelievable. I think that must be the best episode ever.
Totally.
Yeah. Are you waking up with the Novos? 6:26. Jared in next to the Hunters 100% local newsroom to give you all your news headlines just a couple of minutes away here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, and we are talking about if you've ever had a run-in with a robber. Now, this is all after my friend. She was managing a pub.
Yeah.
And had the person with the sawn-off shotgun right there saying, give me all your money. And it, like, very scary. She said at the time, though, the ignorance of youth, apparently, like, made it all right for her. Because she's just like, I didn't know better. I went in for my shift the next day. Everything was all right.
That's terrifying. I'd be like, excuse me, I need a week off. I'm stressed.
Well, definitely. That's how I'd be feeling.
Totally.
I mean, ridiculous. Anyway, that's what we're asking on 4967 4105. If you've ever had a run-in with a robber.
We've got Belinda in Soldiers Point on the phone. Hi, Belinda.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now tell us, when have you had a run-in with a robber?
It's actually my dad. He came home from work and the robber had run up the manhole in the linen cupboard.
What? So he was hiding in the roof?
Yeah, he heard dad, and then dad realised he'd run out of scotch and went back down the street, and old mate had actually stolen his scotch, but when dad left, he left when dad left and came back, and the curtains were open and moving in the back living room.
Wow. Well, so what did your dad do, Belinda?
Not much, but yeah, we put it all together when he went to bed, and his money box was gone next to his bed for his shrapnel and this and that, and yeah, we started to realise that he'd actually been robbed.
That's so scary because the robber was in the house with you at the same time and you didn't even know.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that gives me the creeps because you feel violated.
Yeah.
Like, I've had my car broken into, didn't have a run-in with the robber, but I felt violated because a complete stranger had been in my car and I had a pair of brand new expensive Tony Bianco heels in the back and the bastard took one.
What?
One.
Maybe they only had one leak.
Well, I think they were just doing it to nick me off because they're like, well, I don't have any purpose for these, but I'll just take one just to annoy them.
Frustrating. Oh. But you, because like it's very terrifying, you know, to have that situation. You're a big like lock the doors at all times.
Oh, always.
Person, right?
I'm an anxious person. I don't want anyone. Sometimes on my way to work because we're in the dark, I'll turn the car light on to check that there's no one sitting in the back seat ready to rob me.
Well, smart. I mean, always be alert and aware because you never know when they're actually in your roof, like poor Belinda.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Isn't that terrifying?
Now, what's the goss up next? Leonardo DiCaprio is back on his old BS again.
Oh, my God.
He's got a young girlfriend. He's ditched Gigi Hadid because she was 26.
Oh, yeah, aged out.
He's got a new 19-year-old beau.
How ridiculous. Of course, we'll get into all the details up next. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so yesterday, Tyler, telling you a story about how my friend was, or the, like a friend of a friend at this party at the weekend was, had a run-in with a robber. So they were managing a pub and they'd just done put the money in the time delay safe and turned around and there was a guy in full ski mask with a sawn-off shotgun demanding the cash.
That is terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Weirdly, at the time, she said, my reaction was to laugh.
Oh, well, that set the robber off.
She said it didn't because, like, she goes, it was just a nervous reaction. And, you know, she did end up giving him the money from the, not from the safe, couldn't get in that, but, like, out the till, couple of grand or whatever. But this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Have you had a run-in with a robber?
I mean, armed robberies happen all the time.
Well, that is full on. But even just like, you know, one snuck into your house and you saw it there or in the backyard or, you know, so many people are capturing this stuff on their, like, ring cams and on their, you know, home security systems and stuff like that. Even if you've got, you know, seeing the footage or that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Or caught them with your bare hands.
Well, that too. All that sort of stuff. 4967-4105. Have you had a run-in with a robber? Years ago, like on the farm when I was growing up, we had some people that were like mowing the fields, like using a big tractor and stuff. And I like saw them leave at the end once they'd finished. I waved, see you later, because I knew, sort of knew them roughly.
Yeah.
See you next time. Turns out they'd stolen a bunch of stuff from the farm and I waved them goodbye and didn't know.
On your way.
Have a great day.
See ya. Have a good one.
Had a run-in with a robber.
4967-4105. Have you had a run-in with the robber? Of course, every caller that gets on air with the show today will go in the draw to win the ultimate Event Cinema's Valentine's Day package. Of course, Valentine's Day next Tuesday. If you haven't organised it, we've got a package that includes two gold-class tickets to a movie of your choice, plus the ultimate date night food and beverage package, valued at least $250. So everyone that gets on the air this week goes into the draw for that.
That's awesome, because your Valentine's Day sorted. No cost to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pretend you paid for it.
You're welcome.
4967-4105. Have you had a run-in with a robber? Calls on the NX.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. Now, about halfway through last year, Crevo, Leonardo DiCaprio was kind of getting roasted online because his four-year relationship with American model and actor Camila Morrone ended.
4 years is a long stretch for him.
It was days before her 26th birthday.
Well, yeah, that's his cutoff, isn't it?
Yep.
Sorry, love. It's for him, the way he sees it is the same way I see use-by dates on milk.
Okay.
Right, so when it comes to the end of the use-by date, just even an hour before,
time to chuck it out.
Time to get some fresh milk.
And, I mean, sure enough, if you look back at his dating history, even his most long-term romances have ended before or just after his partner's 25th birthday.
Yeah, he has a hard rule, I reckon. Hard and fast rule.
But then, recently, he and Gigi Hadid were spotted getting cozy together quite a bit, and we thought if there's one woman to break the curse, it's Gigi Hadid, because she's 26.
That's right. But then...
Right up until now.
She gone.
Leo, last week, was pictured looking cozy with a new Israeli model. Her name's Eden Polani, at a party in LA, who was only 19 years old.
19. Polani. Sounds like some sort of cheese on a charcuterie board, doesn't it? Give us a slice of the Polani, would you?
Leo was 29 years old when Polani was born.
Just there he is with his Polani and his Jats crackers and away he goes.
Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend is so young, her high school experience was interrupted by COVID-19.
That makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Like, he was 29 when she was born.
That's outrageous.
Leo is 48. Polani, your favourite cheese and cracker,
yeah,
is 19. She's fresh out of high school.
That is outrageous, isn't it? He just loves it. It's something,
doesn't he? And this woman, like this model, Polani, she is so good looking that she doesn't look real. She's
one
so
of those
hot.
Type of people. Where,
she's so hot.
And do you think, like, what do they talk about?
It's Couldn't tell you.
Because
it'd be like a father-daughter situation. Hey, Dad, can we go to the pub? She's not even legal. She's in America. She's not even of
can't
legal
go to
age.
The pub. Can't even drink.
Leo,
in
can
most
you go to
states.
The Bottle-O and get me some double blacks, please?
Could we go down to the pub? No, you can't.
You're not allowed. You're not of legal age, sis. We've got to stay home. You've got to finish
ridiculous.
Your homework.
What time's your uni lecture again?
What time's school drop off?
Because she probably doesn't even have a driver's license.
No.
I feel like it's that kind of vibe.
Oh, my God. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It's really... I know love's love and all that.
It's not with Leo.
But
well, I mean, he's got 7 years in the bank, though. Six years in the bank.
Well, that's true. He's like, at least we'll get a long-term relationship out of this.
The younger we go, the more we get out of it. That's what she sees, too, I feel.
Probably.
Jesus.
She'll probably make some coin out of it, because you know when they separate, she'll get something, surely.
Easily. And yeah. Now that she's hanging off his arm, she's going to get heaps of modelling deals.
Well, that too.
Smart girl.
Polani knows what she's doing. You wake up with the Novos.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. Novos. New
FM. Now, Crevo, we've got a problem at my house
Uh-oh.
At the moment.
Uh-oh.
Big problem.
When are you guys splitting up?
Well. Nah, it's not that bad.
Oh, okay, good.
But we've got a real bad fly problem at our house.
Like, how bad? Give us a bit of an explanation about like, how bad it is.
I'm having a walk around the house with a fly swatter, and I'm hitting at least a dozen flies every 10, 15 minutes.
What do you have rotting in your house that's so full of maggots?
Well, this is what I'm trying to figure out, mate. I've checked all the plants. There is no moisture, no maggots in the plants. There is nothing in the house that could indicate where these flies are coming from. So I Googled it. So much so that on the weekend, we were away all weekend. The house was fully locked up. Walked through the front door Sunday afternoon when we got back. Flies in the house. Where the hell are they coming from?
That is weird.
And then when we go to bed, I can hear them buzzing. Marcus is like, just don't let it get to you. I'm like, are you joking? It's so irritating that it stops me. It's hindering me from sleeping.
This sort of little detail really annoys you as well, doesn't it?
The noise? Oh. Like, so much so that I'm Googling, where are these flies coming from? I think that they're coming up through the drains.
Oh, that could be it.
How am I supposed to block the drains, put the plugs in every one of them?
Yeah,
That is too much admin. I'm being terrorised by flies.
At the moment.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere. And then Marcus, the idiot, thinks it's fine to just walk through the front door and leave every door in the house wide open. Shut the door! You let the flies in!
It's winding you up, isn't it?
So much.
All right, this is what we're doing here. 4967-4105. Have you been terrorised by an animal?
I'm being terrorised by the flies at the moment, and I need a break.
For me, it's the Indian miners a couple of years ago.
What's that?
They started building, like collecting material for nests and storing it in our eaves, right, at the back porch. I pulled out, you know those big tubs you use for moving? Like
yeah,
the plastic ones?
Big plastic ones.
Full. Filled it up with material. That's a fire hazard. I pulled it all out and they filled it all up again, the same amount again.
Are you joking?
No, unbelievable. And they were just so persistent. It was full terror. Full terror.
4967-4105, have you been terrorised by an animal before?
That's right. Could be anything like that or something just bothering you, like on a campsite,
yeah.
Anything. Any animal terrorising you. Best callers on the air today in the draw for a $50 voucher to Ape by the Water. Now, this is beautiful Japanese restaurant at Honeysuckle.
Yum.
Valentine's coming up, just FYI, or just a nice date night. Treat yourself. $50 to spend there. All you got to do is tell us your story about how you've been terrorized by an animal. 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
And we are asking on 4967-4105, have you been terrorized by an animal? Because I am being terrorized by the flies in my own goddamn house at the moment. So many in the house, and they're in when I get home. After the house has been locked up all day.
And do you have fly screens?
Yeah.
So they're not going through the windows.
There's no holes in the fly screens either. Like, there's no possible option other than they're coming up through the drains. And that makes me sound like an absolute crazy lady.
Well, yeah. It certainly does.
I know.
4967-4105. Are you being terrorised or have you been terrorised by an animal? Good morning to Diggs in Raymond Terrace. How are you?
Hey, guys, how are we?
Never better. Now, tell us, have you had a bit of a debacle with an animal? What happened?
Surely have. Now, Tyler, I'm going to raise you a goanna.
No.
I'll actually raise you three goannas.
How?
Well, not at my house, right? So it's where we go away on holidays every Christmas. It's up the coast, and we'll camp in there. And we knew there was goannas come by every day throughout the day, and you just don't leave any food out.
Yeah.
And this one day, we were throwing chips to the goanna. So we nicknamed him Chips because he was devouring it.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, I thought there was only one goanna. Next minute, whoop, pow, another goanna comes straight through, tackled Chips. And I went, no, Chips. And, so there was two goannas there. And I thought, well, he might like chips too. So I chucked the chip at him. Turns out he didn't like chips. He actually wanted me sausage roll.
Oh.
He jumped up on the table. And I ran. I ran. I was scared a little bit of pee come out. And, so that was a daily occurrence. No more chips for the goannas.
Big mistake, Diggs. It's like feeding one chip to one seagull. It's like they communicate some
to
way.
To each other.
And then they
slightly
all
more vicious
come swarming. Oh, absolutely. I'm glad it was you and not me, but the flies, I mean, they're tiny and harmless, but, gee, they're annoying.
They're winding you up.
Oh, my God, so much so that when I'm in bed, I'll get up. I'll go and sleep with I'll put the fly swatter next to me.
Better than having a goanna chomped down on your sausage roll, though.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Questionable. It's just as annoying.
Hey, switching gears next, because, of course, everyone heard about this Chinese spy balloon that was over America.
I did see this over the weekend, yes.
So, obviously, they shot it down once it got over the water, because you can't just be spying without any good reason.
And, of course, Americans are going to shoot it.
There's been another one in another country.
Oh.
Also shot down.
Spy balloons just everywhere.
Spy balloon gate 2.0. I'm going to fill you in on all the details up next as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
It was really weird. It sort of came out of nowhere. This Chinese spy balloon. Everyone's like, what a balloon?
And what were they trying to achieve? Who were they spying on and what could they see from that high up in the sky?
Well, like, I guess if you think about it, with a satellite, you can, like a high-quality satellite, you can zoom in and see really, like, clear images.
Can they see, like, inside through walls and stuff?
I don't think so. I think it's more like they're probably doing the image thing, but also they can detect stuff that's in the air or, you know, maybe radio waves or something. I don't know. Maybe
they're just not minding their own business, are they?
Correct. And then they got, like, they really cracked the sads when it got shut down as well.
How though? Like, of course someone's going to, you're doing the wrong thing. You're going to get busted.
Basically.
You're going to get shot down.
It's their own internal propaganda. So they have to pretend to be angry so that it looks good for them, basically. Anyway, that was a whole thing. And now, like, the footage is coming out of the wreckage and stuff, which is all fascinating. People are interested by espionage, right?
So American for them to shoot it as well. Like, why couldn't you just get a chopper up there and go, excuse me, we're taking this down now.
It's very high. 60,000.
Too high for a chopper?
Yeah, basically. Oh, okay. Anyway, apparently balloons now are the new way of spying because Seoul in Korea, South Korea, has taken unspecified measures after a North Korean balloon flew over South Korea.
Oh, my God.
Shot down, basically. Is it, like, a balloon's the new way of spying? Is James Bond irrelevant now?
I think he is. But also, too, balloons are the slowest things ever.
That's right. And you've got no control. Like,
you just send, like, a heaps quick missile, like Vortex or something, like, pew.
Yeah, or some sort of aeroplane that's like a stealth drone or something. Like, why is everyone doing balloons?
Or just like an airline plane that just looks like it's flying over the country to get from point A to point B.
A great point. You know, it's as if they haven't thought of anything. Like, they went, what's the slowest, most ineffective way to travel? Balloons.
Does this mean now that when we go for, like, a hot air balloon ride here in the Hunter, we're going to have to put up a notice being like, not a spy balloon, just a hot air balloon for leisure.
Do not take pot shots.
Please don't shoot us.
Because that was the other thing. All the Americans were out with their guns because everyone's got one.
Of course they are.
And they're all shooting at it, but it's too high. The bullets don't travel that far.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
They were just shooting in the air for no reason.
God.
Hilarious. Anyway, it seems like balloons are the hot new spy tool. Be alert, be aware, but not alarmed.
This is really going to take down the hot air balloon industry, isn't it?
I know. Hey, Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so I've got something, a bit of leaked information here.
Where from?
It's from the boffins at Coles.
Oh.
We've been working away behind the scenes and they've come up with a new flavour of hot cross buns.
Already?
Well, you know, they release them
straight after Christmas, don't they?
Yeah, like the next Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they come out.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I'm just going to give you this hint, is to do with hamburgers.
I beg your pardon?
Yep, that was my reaction. But, of course, I'll give you the scoop, the inside scoop
on it.
Damn
it, I was going to have a guess of like a salted caramel one or something.
No, it's not that.
Damn it.
Up next, the scoop on the new flavour of hot cross buns that will blow your mind.
I'm nervous.
Crevo, the Novos.
All right, so I've got the big scoop here, guys. This is very exciting. If you're a hot cross buns fan, do you normally eat many, like, throughout the 9 to 10 months that they're in available in store?
I do, but I hate raisins and I hate sultanas, so I'm always getting the chalky chip ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hate sultanas.
What do you got against the old sultanas?
Gross.
What?
Yuck.
Weird.
Hate them. Oh, hate just fruit toast?
We'll note that down for something to talk about. Sultanas, do you hate a weird anyway, sorry, that's a separate chat. They've got a new flavour out. The boffins at Coles, they've been working away, tinkering in the lab, you know, all in white coats and like those weird glasses that wrap around your head.
The ones that strap all the way around.
Yeah, and they've come up with the special burger sauce flavoured soft buns with gherkin pieces topped with indulgent cheese.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Hear me out. I think you're wrong. I think these will actually be delicious because just
pickle flavoured hot cross buns is basically what I'm hearing.
It's like the burger sauce is like the, what do you call it? The Big Mac special sauce, but their own version.
Yeah.
And that's in the flavouring of the buns. It's genius.
I'm sorry, but no one can do Big Mac sauce like Macca's.
Look, forget that. They do a pretty good job, actually, the hot cross, like the Coles Big Mac sauce.
Do
style
they?
Sauce. Yeah, pretty close. Like, they've actually nailed it.
Questionable.
But to put it in a bun, here's what I'm thinking. You then use that hot cross bun as a burger bun. Mind blown. I know, I'm a genius. Tell me about it later.
I could probably get around that.
It's a genius. That then becomes your burger bun with the sauce in the flavouring of the bun. Are you kidding me?
But then that's not a hot cross bun.
Yeah, it is, because it's got a cross on it and it's hot.
That's the thing I think I'm struggling to get my head around, is that a hot cross bun famously are sweet treats, right?
Yeah, but have you not had a brioche?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sweet bun. That's the new way of the future. This
I know,
is actually
look at you. You're mind blown by this.
Yeah, they've cracked the code. Like, you think, imagine, like, a mini slider with that.
Have you seen these in stores? Did you see your local Coles yesterday?
No, I haven't, because I think it's brand new. So I'm sure Waratah will have it, Mayfield will have it, ASAP, no doubt. They'll be rolling these things out across the country. I reckon this is a game changer. Absolute game changer.
You know that on Good Friday you can't have burger meat. You're going to have to make a fish burger out of it.
Watch me.
You heathen.
I'll do whatever I want.
How dare you?
Any Friday, I'll eat any burger. No, that's one of my rules in life.
And if you come anywhere close to my nan, Dorothy, she will. I reckon she'd come at you if she heard you say those words.
I'm not scared of your nan.
You take that back. it back.
I will not.
Take it back. I'm dobbing on you.
Okay,
I'm telling nan.
Hey, you know what? You can buy a lot of hot cross buns, burger flavoured or otherwise, with $400.
Oh, my God. You can too.
Probably about four packs for the price of inflation.
Yeah,
but
true.
Still,
Cozzy Live back at it again.
$400 up for grabs with our trivia check. Not too far off, right, Tyler?
Yeah, 4967-4105. If you want to play, call now, I reckon.
Yeah,
get in early.
You got to be quick. If you want to win yourself $400 cash instantly with trivia check on the air next. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yeah, of course, $400 up for grabs, Crevo. That could be yours if you nail one trivia question. That's it. We don't make you jump through hoops here.
No, that's right. Very simple and a tasty amount of cash, $400, isn't it?
That's pretty nice.
I'd like that in my skyrocket right now.
Me too.
Let's meet our contestant this morning.
We've got Simon in Adamstown Heights. Hi, Simon.
Morning, Tyler. Morning, Crevo.
How are we today?
Oh, look, living the dream.
Yeah. Sounds like, are you backing up a truck right this second?
Oh, I'm at work and someone else is backing up the truck. Right.
Oh, you're letting them do the work for you, Simon, while
smart.
You pocket some extra cash.
No.
Smart worder.
Beautiful.
Smart worder. Jeez, I can't talk today. Work smarter, not harder was what I was trying to say.
I'm really struggling with it. Ironically,
that's
working harder to get the words out.
I know. All right, Simon, $400 up for grabs. What are you going to do if you win this cash?
Oh, I'll probably take the boys from work out for a drink.
Oh, bless your soul.
That's because they're listening, isn't it?
Yep.
It is.
Smart.
Yeah, I'm telling lies.
Yeah, totally.
Good stuff.
All right, Simon, are you ready for this question?
Fire away.
Who was the inventor of Vegemite?
I know it, and I can't think of it.
Come on. I got nothing. Oh, Simon, I'm so sorry. His name,
yourself.
Which will haunt you for the rest of your life, is Cyril Percy Callister.
I knew it. I knew Callister. Anyway.
Oh, Simon, so sorry, mate.
That means the 400 still in play before 9 o'clock. We're going to play Trivia Check again. We really are loaded up with cash at the
moment.
Aren't we? Make sure you keep an ear out for that cash track on the way soon
as
well.
It's coming up after 8,
it's
indeed.
A little FYI.
Yeah, a little secret.
Yeah, you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The longer you listen, the more cash you'll win.
105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Oh, very exciting that is, and more details on your first one in just a moment. But first, 4967-4105, did you lose the kids? What happened? Now, this story just came out. It's basically about this kid who was playing hide and seek at a container terminal in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Which already sounds a little bit dangerous, but, you know, kids will be kids.
Running around.
Oh, you've hidden behind there, have you? It's another... He's behind a container again. Surprise, surprise.
Naughty
you're at a container.
Boy.
Yeah, naughty kid, right? Anyway, he went inside one and the door must have shut.
We're not talking like a Tupperware container here. We're talking like a shipping container,
shipping
right?
Shipping containers.
Yeah.
He went inside one, the door shut. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later... They hear this knocking, right?
Let me out.
In the container. He's ended up in Malaysia.
Just from playing hide and seek.
From playing
hide
and seek.
In a shipping container.
Exactly. And he's fine. Absolutely fine. Had a bit of a fever. They just gave him some Panadol or whatever. He's all right. So all's well that ends well.
Not hungry?
Well, I think there must have been food in there or Jeez. Something because otherwise how do you survive?
True.
Unbelievable story. 4967-4105. Did you lose the kids? What happened? That's a very dramatic story, right? And light and bright's what we're after.
Totally.
But it can happen. I remember when I was a kid, my parents lost me. For
Did
a good
they?
Few hours. So I was, my grandma lived in an apartment building and suddenly I was gone. They're looking everywhere. They're searching everywhere.
Were you aware that they were searching for you?
I think sort of. I was a little kid, 4, 5, 6 years of age.
Yeah.
Hours later, they're searching up out in the street and everything. Turns out I was just hiding behind the sofa all this time.
This whole time.
Yep.
Same thing happened to our neighbours when we were growing up. Kid fell asleep under the dining table and I had a tablecloth that covered the whole table.
Yeah.
He just fell asleep under the table. Like... Police, search and rescue people,
oh my God,
Ambos,
police?
SES police, they had filed a missing person because they couldn't find their toddler. He was like 3 or 4 for like all day, for the duration of the whole day. And he just was like under the table having a nap.
4967-4105. Did you lose the kids? What happened? Our best callers on air, of course, in the draw for a $50 Ape by the Water voucher, which is a delicious Japanese place. Awesome food.
Looks delicious.
Oh, looks unreal. Give us a call now if you'd like to get in the draw for that and tell us a story about it.
Right now, though, Creepo, we are about to fire off your first cash track for the day.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right, just do it.
Get your pen and paper, write this down. It's Mariah Carey's Fantasy. That is the first cash rack of the day, which could win you $105. Be listening right across the day for more, but here is your first one.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, this is after a kid in Bangladesh was playing hide and seek and got into a shipping container.
Was hiding for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, nearly. It was a week at sea, they say. And then when they got there, they hear this, like the container got there, they hear this knocking. They check, there's just the kid in there that's, of course, suspected like human trafficking or whatever. No, he was just playing hide and seek, being a naughty boy. Luckily.
Oh, my God, that's so scary.
Isn't it frightening? Like the door just shut behind him, obviously couldn't get back out again. And luckily, though, all good. He just had a bit of a fever, gave him some paracetamol, all's well that ends well.
What are the chances?
Oof, slim, slim.
We are asking on 4967-4105, did you lose the kids? Let's go to Crystal in Toronto first. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning, Tyler and Crevo. How are you?
Very well, thank
Fantastic.
You. Now tell us, did you lose the kids? What happened?
I have had an experience with that, but this one's a bit different. So when my dad was about 4, he was at my aunt and uncle's ranch. They used to rear horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd grown up there, so it was not unusual for him to go for a bit of a wander. And anyway, a couple of hours later, they realized they hadn't found him and it was torrential rain. And so one on site was looking for him, all the crew, everyone. And they ended up finding him in a post hole with water up to his chin.
Oh, my God.
So lucky to be alive.
Lucky they found him at that time.
Yes, definitely. And because he was so little. Like this, he was meant to be a jockey. Like, I kid you not.
Small,
like,
yeah.
Now, but he was so little, he couldn't get back out.
Oh.
Got to be so careful
terrifying.
Around post holes.
Yeah, don't you ever. Let's go to Donna in Madawi next. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, did you lose the kids?
Yeah, well, I went about my morning routine to get my children up ready for school. I had 2 boys at the time, and I checked the bedroom of my eldest child, and he wasn't there. This was about 6:30 in the morning.
Where was he?
And I thought, oh, my God, where is he? I was just panicking. I ran around the house. I was checking for back doors and front doors to see maybe if someone's forced their way in to take him. And I started thinking it was a kidnapping.
Yeah.
And I was 5 minutes from calling the police. And then I heard these footsteps come running up our gravel driveway. And it was my son.
Where was he?
And I said, what the hell were you doing? And he said, oh, I just went for a run, Mum. I'm practicing for our school cross country in a couple of weeks. Oh, my God, I nearly died.
The cops almost called.
Bloody kids.
You got to be so careful.
Leave a note or something if you're going for a run. There's a hot tip.
So true, so true. All right, Nicole, also in Madawi. Are you guys neighbours? Do you know Donna?
No, I'm not in Madowry. I'm in Mayfield West.
Oh, Mayfield West.
Nah, all good. I love Mayfield. Now tell us, did you lose the kids? What happened?
I did. So my daughter turned one, so we had a party over at Black Butte Reserve at the playground. And while we were getting ready to do the cake, a massive goanna come and crashed the party, started climbing through the tables and chairs, so everyone was freaked out on the tables. Once the goanna left, we realised that my nearly two-year-old son was nowhere to be found. Yeah.
Did the goanna take him?
No.
Oh.
So everyone dispersed, went looking into the ponds and everything because, didn't know if he'd gone swimming, went across the other side to the other playground, wasn't there, couldn't find him.
Where was he?
He'd gone wandering, followed a family that went walking up the hill where the kangaroos and emus were in the cage up the hill.
And how long did it take you to find him, Nicole?
Probably about 18 minutes in total.
And I tell you what, I bet that felt like 2 hours, didn't it?
Oh, it felt like 10 years, I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely terrifying.
Honestly, the thought of a goanna taking your child, terrifying. We lost my little brother at Wonderland before it closed down. Dad bought him a bouncy ball, which was the dumbest thing ever. And he was bouncing it around full school holidays, chock-a-block full of kids, and it's hit like a crack in the cement and bounced off crooked. And Jared's just gone chasing it. 4 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't find my little brother.
Isn't that just terrifying?
It was. Well, we didn't care. We're like, you're an idiot. Can we just go on the rides now, Dad?
Parents.
Dad's like, no, we must find your little brother before we even do anything. I'm like, well, this is boring.
Ruin the day?
Ruin the whole field trip.
For 1 second, you look away,
idiot.
And the kids are gone.
That's exactly what happened. Hey, what's the goss up next? Obviously, the Grammys all unfolded on Monday, but now all the formalities are done. All the tea from the after parties.
This is the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll get it all on the air next as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. Now, Crevo, the Grammys kicked off earlier this week, all the formalities done and dusted, but now some juice from the after party.
Well, what happens is that after parties is where all the exciting stuff happens.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the next day, they're a bit hungover.
Yep.
And then the day after that, they start to spill
yes.
the beans.
Now, Tay-Tay held the after party at, it's called the Chateau Marmont. Now, I don't know if that's what they refer to as her own apartment, because the photos look like an apartment, or if it was like some ritzy, bougie venue in New York.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it. I think that's a venue. That's a venue.
Yeah, right. So, Troye Sivan, our very own Aussie musician, has posted on his Instagram saying, Jack Antonoff, who won best jazz piece or something. Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey spotted with a fan last night, and it's just him hugging all three of them.
Oh, that's
so
a cute
like,
photo.
Stay humble, King. You're the best.
Yeah.
Harry Styles was spotted in the corner drinking a weird bottled drink that doesn't look like a beer or anything, like a bottle of juice.
Is he on the kombucha?
Could be. With a bloke standing next to him wearing some kind of BDSM cowboy hat with tassels that cover his whole face. So, I mean, if Harry's into that, then sure thing. Speaking of Harry Styles, though, you know how I said yesterday his performance was pretty boring?
Yeah.
He tried to pretty much replicate the As It Was film clip. If you've seen it, they kind of all dance on like a rotating turntable.
Yeah, like a Lazy Susan.
Pretty much.
But for people.
In a now-deleted TikTok, one of Harry's dancers made a video explaining how they'd been rehearsing the choreography for at least 2 weeks. The dress rehearsal, they said it was looking immaculate. All the rehearsals was on this Lazy Susan, as you call it.
Yeah.
But when they went to perform the actual number live on the night, when the curtains opened, the turntable was rotating the wrong way.
Oh, so everyone was thrown off with their routines because they're expecting it to go around one way and they've put it in reverse.
Complete opposite. So they said that they were trying to get the attention of the technician to try and fix it before they had to perform. No one noticed it. So they had to try and reverse all of their choreo and duets.
Oh, my God.
On the fly.
That's tough. I mean, you put a lot of effort into that. I can see why, as you said, seemed a bit off.
Well,
bit
Harry
boring.
Just didn't look like he looked like he didn't want to be there. He looked so bored and bothered and frustrated. And obviously that's why.
Yeah.
Because you put so much work, hard work and effort into this performance. And then one tiny thing like the reversal of the Lazy Susan.
Yeah, it throws it off. I mean,
you bug it.
Think about this, right? If you were racing in the Newcastle 500, right? You're at the start line, ready to go. You put your car into gear, you set off, but instead of going into first gear, it goes in reverse. You'd be very upset.
Same thing.
Because you'd be reversing on Watt Street instead of going forward.
Imagine trying to do that in reverse.
Exactly.
Impossible.
You go, and then down the louds, like over your CB radio, they go, I'll just put it in reverse, that'll be first gear. You're like, you'd be throwing off.
Who's copping it? What technician that works at the Grammys?
Fired.
Is Harry going to lose his mind at?
Definitely
or
fired.
Or already lost his mind at?
They've lost their job
to totally.
Sure. Jared in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to give you all of your news headlines just a couple of minutes up as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, all week this week, Crevo, we are giving you, the listener, the chance to walk away with a $50 voucher to use at Arpay
by the
Honeysuckle.
Water.
Yeah, Arpay by the Water. It's a Yakitori Japanese bar.
Oh, so it sounds amazing. The food looks incredible.
I love Japanese food. And, of course, right in time for Valentine's Day next Tuesday.
Very smart.
We asked earlier in the show, did you lose the kids and what happened? And Nicole from Mayfield West called in with this nugget.
We had a party over at Black Butt Reserve at the playground, and while we were getting ready to do the cake, a massive goanna come and crashed the party, started climbing through the tables and chairs, so everyone was freaked out on the tables. Once the goanna left, we realised that my nearly 2-year-old son was nowhere to be found. Yeah.
Did the goanna take him?
He'd gone wandering, followed a family that went walking up the hill where the kangaroos and emus were in the cage up the hill.
I think for the stress alone, Nicole deserves that voucher because that would have been a traumatic experience to live through, right?
Oh, my God. Poor Nicole. Yeah, you've got yourself $50 to spend at Arpay by the Water. Enjoy.
Yum.
Delicious. Hey, earlier in the week, Tyler, we were talking about how Netflix... they're looking at, you know, changing the situation with password sharing.
Yes.
Right? So it'd be basically if you're sharing passwords with people, you're not going to be able to get into your account. You have to go through all these hoops or, you know, they might even block you, that sort
Which
of thing.
Which is a nightmare if you decide to go on holidays and then you can't watch anything whilst on holidays. You've got to, like, redo the whole... You've got to go through all the setup to, like, prove that it's you.
Oh, such a pain. Anyway, we were complaining about it, saying we'd even leave.
Yep.
Seems like they've listened to you and me, Tyler.
Our big threats.
Yeah, have worked.
Good.
It seems like they're going to do a backflip on the whole situation. I'm going to fill you in on all the details up next. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, so Netflix, they had the big announcement. We're going to close any accounts that are using password sharings or block you out.
Yeah, they've updated the password sharing rules, which means that everyone that has a Netflix account and a home Wi-Fi must only exclusively have their own Netflix account with no one else sharing it.
Which is absolutely, like, it's hypocritical because back in the day they used to encourage it. They used to be like, if you love someone, give them your password.
2017, they had a tweet.
Yeah.
Self-love is sharing your Netflix password.
Which, you know, that's smart, right? Because that's how you keep people engaged. Families will join then.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly.
Poor uni students.
Oh, yeah. They're all getting around it. Anyway, they're like, we're cracking down. And you and I actually had a prediction about what might happen if they crack down on it. This is us talking about it. This will annoy some people. They might pick up a few subscribers of people who are like, oh, I must have it, and I've just been on someone else's account or whatever.
That's it.
They might pick up a few there, but I think they'll
see a bit of a mass exodus.
Yeah, a lot more will be just too annoyed and go, you know what, it's too hard. I'm getting rid of
it.
Cancel. And guess what? Our prediction has come true.
Totally. They've fully backflipped on it, haven't they?
Obviously, they saw people cancelling left, right and centre, and then they heard us talking about it.
I think they did.
The big dogs at Netflix went, oh, Tyler and Crevo are saying everyone's going to cancel, and we're seeing it happen before our very eyes. Change the decision, boys.
Do you know how they've played it off, though?
What have they said?
They said it was a mistake. In a statement, they have said, for a brief time yesterday, a help centre article containing information that is only applicable to Chile, Costa Rica and Peru went live in other countries. We have since updated it. So they've literally just said, oh, someone's updated the website to make it worldwide. that was our bad. Someone's going to get fired for this.
Not
incorrect.
True.
You big fat liars. You just knew that it was the wrong thing to do. And you're like, oh, someone made a mistake, but we fixed it
now. We changed our mind, guys.
Shut up.
Exactly. Anyway, your shared passwords are safe for another day.
Thank God. Everyone relax.
Indeed. Are you paying for yours personally?
Nope.
You know what you can buy a lot of Netflix with?
What?
$400.
Totally. I mean, you don't want to be wasting $400 on a Netflix subscription, though, do you?
Yeah, you just get your mates or something like
that. Mum and Dad's.
We're playing Trivia Check up next, which is, of course, your chance to win $400. Give us a call now, 4967-4105. It's just one question between you and the money. It doesn't get
any easier.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to win cash here in Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Yeah, $400 up for grabs today, Crevo. One question stands between you and the cash.
It's as simple as that.
So simple.
Because, like, a lot of the times with competitions, you've got to do this, then that, then be at a certain place and be in
no
none
hoops
of that.
You've got to jump through here at UFM. We make it the simplest of competitions for you to walk away a winner. Let's meet our contestant. We've got Jackie in Madawi this morning. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. How are
you?
I'm feeling like I'm probably not got enough coffee in me to answer any questions.
Oh, no.
Have you not had your first one yet?
No, I've had one, but I'm normally on to my second by now, so we'll see.
Okay, under-caffeinated, but will you be prepared enough? That is the question.
I think you've got this in the bag, Jackie. All right.
Thank you, love.
Now, because you are under-caffeinated, don't let this five-second timer get in your head, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like water off a duck's back. All right, here is your question. The Eiffel Tower was completed in which year?
It was in 1988.
Oh, it wasn't 1988. I'm so sorry. Actually, it was close. 1889.
Oh, not far off by about 100 years.
Yeah, that's about
100
it.
100 years off.
Oh, Jackie, so sorry.
Better luck next time.
That does mean, though, $425 tomorrow, Crevo.
Oh, my God, so good. The cash continues to climb.
Totally.
And speaking of cash tracks all day today.
Now, we can't tell you exactly when they're going to be because the bosses don't tell us that because we've got big mouths and we'll likely leak it to the wrong people.
Blabbermouths.
That means you've got to listen right across the day for the new FM cash tracks. Every cash track you get right, write it down. Or anywhere with a pen and paper, in your phone, in your notes, anywhere. Write it all down. And then after 4 o'clock, on your forehead if you need to, on your colleague's forehead. And then after 4 o'clock this afternoon, Joel in Drive will say, right, call me now. Tell me all the cash tracks. If you get all of them, $105 each cash track. Plus, you get an extra little prize on the side as well.
If you get the lot, I think.
If you get the lot, yeah.
Extra. How good's that? Money all the time. That's what
free money?
That's what you got to think about when it comes to New FM. It's our $10,000 cash tracks, cash all day. Hey, here's some awesome music coming up with 105 commercial free. How about this one?
Can I tell you a story about the Veronicas?
Yeah, go for it.
I think I've told you this before.
Probably.
Marcus and I had our first pash to the Veronicas.
Oh, okay. Just for a second, imagine Tyler kissing Marcus right now. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Getting the tongue in there, a bit of tonsil hockey.
Big tongue pash.
Awesome stuff. Also, did you see her? At the same concert or?
Couldn't see her.
Couldn't see her.
Nah.
A bit of Sia in the mix as well. And you froth Genesis.
I love Genesis. Love Phil Collins.
All of that.
This is their best song too, Physical Touch.
I think you're right.
So good.
All of that in and amongst 105 commercial free starting right after us. That is us done and dusted for
it
today,
is,
though.
But keep listening because your chance to win free money with our cash tracks continues all day.
They're left, right and centre. Cash.
Have a crack and hump day.
Yeah, indeed. See you tomorrow.
See
Bye.
Ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.